vacuum is for that, aye.
Off the air.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then we took care of the calf. He had to wear a sheet, and he carried the calf and buried the calves.
Aye, with that.
With that.
Aye, uh-huh.
And the manual work was
unreal. It would be,
and aye. So the high hit the bar, carry it for the high shed, and doing it in a two-inch coon.
Aye.
And sheet tea. Aye. That is always high.
Uh-huh.
The other different buildings.
Aye. Had he turnips in them days?
Oh, aye. Because he had everybody hood.
You see, you were all self-contained.
But you were Julian bound by the government to...
After the war,
to police him much.
I see.
It was live corn first.
Uh-huh.
And then he were turnips, and then Barclay saw corn, and he saw the grass seed among the corn.
Aye. Uh-huh.
And then he hiked that for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. And then it was back again.
And the turnips, well, without him, then he shot and cured him with horse and cured.
Mm-hmm.
And then he borrowed him down at the buyer and he had a wire basket. And he felt the basket and he up between two coos and he had enough in the basket to feed the two coos either side.
Aye.
And the calves, he cut the turnips where...
He'd turn the harnel.
Aye.
And great how the coos would stand back and open out to let you in with...
But again, when you see the size of the stalls, yes, our coos were wee tiny things.
Tiny compared
to the modern coos.
Aye.
You see, and then in the days, your coo would maybe give you $500.
Aye.
And no, how many thousand gallons.
Aye, fly some new days, aye.
But
different
you see, your school lasted maybe 8 or 10 calves.
Aye.
Because some even
she's into double figures, aye.
But even mayor.
Aye. And the car.
You see, that's what gave you a surplus of a dairy heifers to sell, because he only needed two or three.
It lasted that long.
Aye.
And did he hear an Ayrshire bull yourself?
I was walking near some ball. See, the big Ayrshire seals at Castle Douglas in it, it lasted a week. Kind of the pedigree seal.
Uh-huh.
And we won a pedigree,
No.
It's commercial. But the pedigree seals in the back end lasted a week.
A week, aye.
Aye. There'd be a day for bulls, a day for in-calf heifer, a day for calved heifers, and maybe a show day.
Uh-huh.
You can, they come from Ayrshire, Wickenshire, and Dumfriesshire.
Uh-huh.
To sell.
To Wallet's Marts, aye.
To Wallet's Marts.
Aye.
And that was the pedigree day.
Uh-huh.
But we were in it. Well, you see, well, we had a surplus of calving heifers because we didn't need that money.
Aye.
Because the coos lost it that long.
Aye. Uh-huh.
So, uh-huh. But you run the heifers were 3 year old when you sell them in the calf.
Aye.
And would you in a tree maybe? Kind of we bought heifers tea, like born heifers, and bought them and calved them and sold them at the calving.
Aye. You buy them at Wallet's?
What are firm sales in these days? Can folk come out of firms and there was a sale, there was everything.
Aye.
In the end day.
Uh-huh.
And now, in Feather East, they got to bar a sale in the spring of the year where nothing but herd sticks.
Uh-huh.
And he would buy enough to fill a lorry. We didn't bring them home, we sent them to simmer with Gavin Dole at Kersriggan.
Uh-huh.
And Gavin firmed at the hill before he went to Kersriggan.
Right, uh-huh.
And he was a friend, so Feather, he bought a lot of wheat sticks.
And these were sent to?
And sent here, and they come home in the back
grew end. Grew on, aye.
In the back end, and bought them and carved them next
aye.
Year. And uh-huh. Like anything he
can.
Uh-huh, aye. And we sell them a year to heifers, meast, every secret Thursday the Clay Seals cost.
Aye.
In the commercial.
Aye.
Between Shorthorn and Ayrshire's.
Aye. Oh, you're Shorthorn, Milkers.
Aye.
Milkers, yes. Aye. That's a word you never hear now.
No.
Quay.
Yes, a quay. Aye.
Aye.
But then the quays were 3 year old. And if you could say she was only a 20-teeth heifer, she was a younger heifer and she was worse than Mary Jane with 3 teeth.
Uh-huh.
Or 4 teeth.
Aye.
Some dealers open. And you dry angle dealers, bloody hell, she's got 4 teeth up. They didn't want it again, but they still wanted that. But they wanted
at a price.
But a 2-tooth heifer was worth me.
Was what they were looking for.
It was what they were worth me.
Aye.
Uh-huh. I said to them, I've seen 900 quays in, say, September, October, and Castle Douglas on Thursday.
900, aye.
Between calf, the calf chains, you'll know in mind of the ring, the, where the certain, where, doing for where Heaton's garage is.
Where they used to sell the Leasters, no?
No.
No, there was another ring.
Aye. Oh, aye, it was a young built for
Heaton's bit, didn't it? Aye.
No.
No.
No, it was separate.
Right.
But for there,
there's a ring, aye.
It would be built special for the TB, for the testing, I think.
Uh-huh.
It was, you can state that, as they say. The must have been, you can where the fire station is.
Aye.
But all that, for that garage, all that block, uh-huh. was all dairy buyers.
Is that right? Aye.
There must have been five or six dairy buyers we had maybe 50 quays.
Aye.
You know, like double buyers.
Aye.
And there was one run across the top, like up again where the station of tail was.
Oh, aye. Uh-huh.
That way. And the unction ring was set across for, I tell the back of where that wee building is, Heaton is a cotton traders or
uh-huh.
that wee building, across for the West Cumber.
Aye.
The auction ring was it.
And yeah.
And that was the calved heifers were on there. They uh-huh. fill out calved heifers.
Aye.
And across the road where where Rob Thompson had his Jonah's shop. Remember
uh-huh.
him?
Aye. Uh-huh.
Well, you were young, that's where they sell the in calf heifers.
Aye.
And the buyers run the back. They turn them into the lairage.
That's right. Aye.
The buyers, in fact, they're still there, yet they're in down to Oakwell Road.
Uh-huh.
Again, there's two buyers in on.
Aye. Aye.
Now that's where the in calf heifers are.
Uh-huh.
And they run right up there. And where they used to sell the tips, that was up to the pig ring.
Aye, I mind the pigs being
yes,
in there.
Yes, that was a pig
aye.
Ring.
Uh-huh.
And there was pens in there.
Uh-huh.
And that was through the tight them up in calf heifers. That was tied through in calf heifers.
Aye.
And I've seen them tied in your new building where they kept the saddest. There was that money.
Aye.
On us. Every second third. But that was the big, again, beast coming off the grass. And a lot of Wagnerians and even like the Aachen Cairn men. They bought a lot of quays, but they didn't carve them.
Uh-huh.
They just in the back end, they'd shoot the lot into the tune.
And sell them.
Aye,
move them on.
This ones are due this morning.
Aye, whenever. Aye. Again,
uh-huh.
Aye.
And shot them in there.
And we looked after, was it the rain folk that were selling them had to look?
Aye. It was a big staff in Edie.
Must have been. Yeah. Aye.
It was Richard Singer was the manager.
Aye.
He
I know the name. Dean. Aye.
And I think he would build the dairy. In that big dairy
uh-huh.
He says, I see the English ones, they weren't TB tested, but Scotland was.
Aye.
So he says that they all come up to buy
they'd
their
go heifers, on, to aye. Uh-huh.
buy their heifers to restock.
Uh-huh.
And because, well, we had a surplus of heifers because your cows lasted that much longer, you only need this money quite
aye.
In to keep up the
aye.
Stock.
Aye.
And I mean, I used to show heifers at the year, again, if I could get you.
Uh-huh.
And they would come round in the morning onto the men, and they'd shout you in the buyer, anybody with a quay for a
uh-huh.
show. And you just chased them out, and just kind of chased. And the mate men, they judged them out in the street.
Aye.
The mate men, and they stood up at
I had them.
They stood up at the. I both ends of where West Cumberland is.
Aye.
In
aye.
Fact, even they do on to Newmarket Street and they run along to the office.
Aye.
Round there.
Aye.
Maybe 40 or 50 quays out.
Aye.
They had the bad number. They uh-huh. numbered them in the morning.
Aye.
And the judges won it through among them. They wrote down the numbers and they shoot it.
Aye.
Quit what's first.
Short lead or no, was it? Aye.
No, the first second third, that was it. But I've seen 40 or 50 quays running about the street. And I was strange and fighting with each other.
Aye, and there'd be horns in them.
Oh, aye,
day,
aye.
Uh-huh.
Some scene. But you never thought of it because that was just
the way that's the way it was.
But
aye.
I think back now.
Oh, and you mentioned short horns.
Yes.
Dairy short horn.
Yes, they were a dairy short horn, but they were a white short horn.
Oh, they're white.
They were one of their own.
Right.
They were a white short horn.
Uh-huh.
Again, the calves come out with a bit of roan crossed with the air shirt.
With the air shirt.
But it was up to a white ball.
Aye. You get that reed roan.
Yes.
Aye.
And, but mainly around the neck.
Ah.
He got the road down the neck and along the cheeks.
And he got white further back.
Yes, white further back.
And then, some of them were selt for milking.
Oh, aye, they were all selt for milking.
They were, aye.
They were dairy type.
Aye. Uh-huh.
Again, they clad them a white short one. But they would actually be a dairy short one, but a white one.
See, what was the Cumberland short one? Was he in the go then?
Aye, but he was mere. They were in the Galloway.
For your blue grey and anything.
Yes, for the blue grey. That's who they were.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And you see, and then there was some folk. As beef was wanted, the rock were beef short one, but they were the heifers were just for beef.
Different
job.
Aye.
But they're quite short horns, I say. This cross, what we call a cross, quite.
Aye.
She was a short. I got my short horn ball out of the Ayrshire.
Aye.
And she was a bony big heifer.
Aye, would be.
And it was the Yorkshire men that come up and bought tea.
Aye.
The dealers. In fact, John Hall for the shop. He said his father used to come. Uh-huh. He milked. They dare it down there.
Aye. Uh-huh.
Before they come up, and they would come up and buy cross heifers.
Right.
And John Firth that was in, he can't even go around.
Aye. Uh-huh.
But his folk would be the same.
Right.
They would come up and buy.
Aye.
But mainly they were dealers. I mean, there was a cord and a moss and a wee moss.
Uh-huh.
And they was the men that bought the cross quays.
There was demand for them.
Yes.
And they wanted them.
And then there was Robert from Cheshire, and he bought the Gideons.
Uh-huh.
Clients again, and there was
and
there was Skeletons for Cumberland for Penrith.
Uh-huh.
Then he got Ashworth for Congleton and Cheshire.
Uh-huh.
You see, they come up and stayed a week.
Did they come up in the train? Did they take them back down in the train, the heifers?
But they come up in the train and they got here on the Monday.
Uh-huh.
And I think they maybe got Lanark on a Tuesday.
Aye.
And Dumfries on a Wednesday.
Aye.
And Castle Douglas on a Thursday, every second Thursday, but on and on the other Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And they were up the whole week.
Aye.
And buying coins and putting them in the train.
Aye.
And I can mind them. Out of any of the buyers, again, that batch of buyers I'm telling you.
Aye.
There was a door at both ends. You can drive the lorry out through between the ring.
And
then the buyer.
Aye. Uh-huh.
And when you come in with your quays, it was Wally Merton's lorry.
You go all the way.
He would drive through or McWilliam,
uh-huh.
And he would stop within and shut the doors and drop your quays and drive on through.
Aye.
And just like
aye.
At the time.
Uh-huh.
But then when it come next, they gathered them up, and they would, other men, there was pens across at the station here, and they drove them across and loaded them onto the train.
Aye. Oh, you need distance with
them? No, you should just go.
Just walk them along across the station. Aye.
And they would have all watched that in again, but so the names would be dropped off at Penrith and Summit.
Aye, the next station doing whatever.
The station's doing that. Aye. That's how they did
it.
But I never came to John Hall said he didn't at the shop.
It's a small world.
That's small, eh?
Aye.
And you see, they cross quays went way down there and they milked them. And some of them, they would ball them with a good Frisian. And we used to get folk dealers fetched up calves, really good ball calves.
Uh-huh.
Got to be a Frisian ball out of their cross quays and by because
they would be
good. They could grow.
They would be
on big knees. Again, a great.
Great calves.
And the big, broad Frisian.
Good plates on them. And,
yes.
Rechbeest.
Yeah, Rechbeest.
Aye.
Needs to come back up. And never mind the money heifers coming because they would keep the heifers.
They'd be wanting
them. They would milk them again.
Aye.
But they're bollocks. I mean, Bob Baird can do them bigging up calves and Jackie Marshall.
Aye.
For Whithorn.
Whithorn.
He made a leaving it.
That's right.
Bringing calves.
Aye.
And then there was a. Ian fi doon near a dealer.
Drinkle.
Aye.
Drinkle.
He used to come up and folk went and met him.
That's right.
Doris Wilson, of course, and Mary Boyce and some of them, they went and met him at
Coot Hill Coffee.
And when he was way up to London.
It was a famous bit.
Yes. And that was. And they were a big strong. A fair bit of short one of some of them.
Aye.
And a.
So that's where the kind of sheep and
that's where the sheep and
the short horn that had came for here but went down there.
Went down there and they milked them.
Aye.
And then they got the beef calves out them with a Frisian ball.
And had you beef coos yourself?
No,
you just said that.
There wasn't any money beef coos in this area.
No.
Ken, he didn't get selling on Circle and Hertz.
No, no.
He got Percy Galloway's, but there wasn't any money.
No, aye. So he that's been a big change in your lifetime.
Aye, it was practically all wee dairies all around here.
Aye, uh-huh.
I think none, now, they didn't dairy, he fetched to Quays to start with. That was all like Flemin.
Uh-huh.
And then he went into single suckers.
Uh-huh.
And Alex Smith at Bond Hillis, he didn't dairy. But he bought calves, bought again dairy calves in Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
And he'd buy some of the Shotland bottling to bullocks tea, but
uh-huh.
a lot of dairy heifer calves
uh-huh.
in Bond Hillis and Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
And Bond Shallock. They were just kind of storebeast tea.
Aye. Oh,
yeah. Wally Shedden had Brighouse, but that's later years. Uh-huh. He had red, blue, grey, he bought in the Holt Whistle.
Oh, aye. Uh-huh.
And, or even some Irish.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But can the dairy at Castlevay and Gulrinnies
uh-huh.
and Bartaggart and the Lowes
uh-huh.
and Scroggy in Burmurray, in Yanosh,
aye.
In Lochside, in Youngston, in Tawokey, the Hill, in the Clay,
uh-huh.
Gateside had two or three
cupboards, uh-huh.
and it was Cubbocks in the Killahay,
aye.
And Craig End, Fall of Wheat. They are dairy.
Aye, dairy, aye.
And you can, the winning money, it was later years when the government were paid subsidies for sucking coos.
Uh-huh.
It really, they can.
Afford the.
I don't know whether folk could afford beef in these.
That could be right. There's a lot of, not a lot of money about.
There wasn't a lot of money about.
No.
There'd be quite a lot of beef coming from Canada.
Uh huh.
And a lot of beef coming from Ireland.
To augment the shortfall yes. that there was here.
That there wasn't a. Uh-huh. Ken, there was 20 Galloway herds, but there was that. He didn't get money, much beef off the...
No, slow maturing.
Again, even Black Craig...
And they'd be weird then, too, of course, or not?
No.
No, well, they're fairly decent.
No, they're fairly... I mean, I might have been at... Even a young farmer's been up at Burleigh's with O.B. McTurk, that was like Robert's grandfather.
Uh-huh.
And they were great big kid cars.
Were they, aye?
And I mind him saying Yin was 22 and Yin was 23 year old. Great big deep coos.
Aye.
Fairly. In with a white belly.
White belly?
Aye. A white vessel. She milked better as the... See, they've been...
Where did that come from?
They've been milked as a dairy coo at in time.
Aye.
You see, a lot of the hill places were cheese dairies.
Uh-huh. Aye.
You see, like, so the bog there, there's a cheese loft. Where I mean, when Wally Mercer went in.
Uh-huh.
Aye, there's a loft that where they cured the cheeses.
Right.
And uh-huh. up at Mudbrock, they would milk a lot of... You see, there were a lot of the places, there were no sheep in them.
Oh.
The hills, they were a wee type coo, and they milked them and they simmered them.
Uh-huh.
And they made the cheese. And they sell the cheese
uh-huh.
after, again, I don't know, 6 months or whatever.
Aye.
And they would carve the coos in spring of the year and milk them on simmer.
Aye.
And I meant the same about the sheel. That would be a cheese, kind of cheese dairy.
Aye.
You see, there was no, I read somewhere, maybe 1600, there was no sheep in the Kells Range.
Uh-huh.
In fact, there were all friend of mine, Potter Woodfey, Holt Whistle. He told me he come by the time before the war. When they took the sheep off the Waterburn Range
uh-huh.
for the army to practice, his father was manager down there, and they felt they took all the sheep of Waterburn and they fetched them and put them in the kells, uh-huh. and they fetched them around on the train to Mosdell Station and they walked them on the D there and put them onto the hills.
Uh-huh.
And Potter come, his father was manager, and he come with the train, and then they met, I think there was a Finlay for Black Craig, and there was young, from most John. Quite a character, I can't get him.
Mm-hmm.
But see, if we were head, young heads, they met their ewes at Mostel Station,
oh, right,
and they walked them up and they put them onto the different hills.
Uh-huh.
But he said the ground wasn't good enough here as to can the comfy behaviour on and the young big hexam type
long
fields.
They would struggle.
No, they struggle. But in fact, but he was only here a year because his father died and he had to get back home and did the hitting where his father was. When he put the sheep onto Roon Fell, that's a hard hour for Clotten Shaw's maybe hard and bear to Gatehouse, Roon Fell, and here. But he was only there a year. But that's when the first put. You see, before that, and even near after that, some of the hissels on the kells, they were wathers.
And somebody said that.
Aye.
Billy Melrose, would he?
Yes, he'd be involved.
Aye.
Yeah, I can mind them selling their big wires in the farm.
Aye, they put them away in the bit.
At 5 year old.
Aye, they put them on and forgot about them.
Aye,
for.
Well, they just.
Well, they shear them, would they shear them? Aye.
And because that's when wool was worth money.
Aye, that's right. It
was worth more as a mutton.
Aye.
Uh-huh. You see, Billy heard it in Northern.
Aye.
And which run up onto Black Creek.
Aye, it's our planted new, but aye, I'd heard that.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But that means, but the back gallery and the back hill, the bush and these places,
mm-hmm,
the rehearsals were nothing but, and they just cut them in there. I mean, I've seen them when I was a wee boy in the market, there's 5 year old one, they're great, huge, big black.
Aye, they would be, aye.
Because that's when they wanted fat.
Aye.
They couldn't get the fat enough.
My grandfather would likely be having the kind.
Aye.
He was at Back Garrett.
Yes. Yeah,
uh-huh.
He would have the kind.
Aye. Never asked him, never thought.
No.
Should have done.
No.
Aye, so that's what would be with
it. But I can mind that I would just be maybe left to school or that, and I can mind that scene there. But it wasn't long after that till they were just into yows.
Aye. And they were others with the blackies.
Aye. But they're a different looking animal for the
present. Aye.
You've seen some of the old footies with the old grey faces and the wolves touching the ground.
I've seen it in that hotel on the way back for Kelso at Yarra.
Yeah, that's right.
Yarra Arms used to hustle.
Aye.
So what kind of yows did he start with at Youngstown?
Well, they were mere white than their heaps.
They're blackies.
They're blackies, all the blackies at the time. They were Bell Brute or Brockies, you know what I mean?
Aye.
You very few pure black heathens.
Uh-huh. Aye, that don't hurt it.
Yes.
And white legs.
They're white legs, and they were more interested in the wool as you need these.
They'd be far heavier coated as
yes.
As, aye.
It was, and there wasn't any lambs in them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think we run 300 ewes.
Uh-huh.
And if you finish with 10 pair, when the lamb was boy, you were good.
Aye.
And they were great, they were a bigger type yow.
Uh-huh.
Although we used to buy them, fairly used to buy them off the kales and they could fairly shift.
They would do, aye.
The guard raising them.
Come and
do, yes.
Aye. Uh-huh. And you put them to the blackie?
No, to a border.
Uh-huh.
And then we gradually worked into the half border, the half blue.
Uh-huh. Folks he was crossed with the blue Leicester.
Aye, the cross, the blue and then the border.
Aye, uh-huh. And then he used that tip.
Yes, he used that tip, and that's what he started. Never realised that lambs could be as heavy off a ewe.
Aye.
He hadn't got to be a border, but there was no weight in it.
No.
They're all wool.
Uh-huh.
And then when he got into their half blues, oh God, they're wee twitty things, but when you put them in the scale so they were solid,
aye.
They're a different thing altogether.
Uh-huh.
You see, your blue, you'll have the history book of the blue, have you?
No.
You hinny,
no.
I should get some to.
Uh-huh.
They were the Dishley oysters.
Uh-huh.
And the men in the borders, they brung them up for where now, we came to Cambridge. And they bred into a kind of thicker skin yet.
Uh-huh.
But then some of them they crossed them with the Wensley deal, or he crossed them with the Teeswater.
Teeswater, aye.
And the ends with the Wensley deal, they called them the blue cops.
Oh.
Because, you see, the Wensley deal was blue, and the blue cup, the blue head, mm-hmm. and the tea's water, they were the real Allegheny's. Similar tea what your blue face crosser is new.
Oh, yeah.
They had the brown legs.
Uh-huh.
And then the Godley Bertram, in the first sale of blue faces, I think it was too long.
Uh-huh.
And in their 40s, it's something buyers they called them. But they were almost pure white, because you see they were white in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
And then when they crossed them with the Wensley deal, that's when they got the blue.
Uh-huh.
But you got the wee tough coming down.
You would do, aye.
See, I can mind a McQueen of the Crofts. He had their, but the cut of Yorkies.
Uh-huh.
But that was being the... They were by the tips in Yorkshire. The
where the comfy,
which in the goddamn Yorkies.
Uh-huh.
And he could, well, because he had a lot of firms which shot heat in the state.
Aye. Uh-huh.
Can you mind them? No.
Mind Hamish?
Aye. Hamish's feather.
I know.
Then Loch and Kit and Arimon and the Crofts and Slim Gaber and the Mill and McGreg and.
All the bits. Aye.
And they could come in, because it was they could have a whole alley of store
in sale. Uh-huh.
But that was when and that's when they start to cross the blue. And the when I first mined the crossing blisters, they were pure white.
Aye.
And they'd white with kind of hanging. Can you mine a Harry Gossigens?
No.
Hunsclug?
No.
No. He was in the first mine that had the crossing, that crossing type.
He'd be the first man to join this association.
Oh, aye. Uh-huh. But they were pure white.
Aye. Uh-huh.
And then they go into... Kind of
a longer wool tea.
Yes.
Aye.
But great leather sheep. And I mean, I tried, 40 or 20 boy years to them. But Harry was an honest man. He tilted the yins to boy, the yins not to boy.
Uh-huh. Aye.
But the yins that he tilted to boy, I was there 3,000 wheels and didn't get them.
That'd be a lot of money then.
Oh hell, aye, the equivalent of maybe 30 to the day.
Aye.
But they could breed, and the mind was, they were kind of hanging a log. The Englishmen are not bothered about the set of the logs.
They're not bothered about styles to them, no.
Which is quite, maybe the right thing.
Well.
It's big long bodies.
Aye.
But I mean, there are things. At that time, I was in the Blue Face Council, and members had to inspect the tips of the seals.
Uh-huh.
The
aye.
And there was two eminent men, will not mention their names in it, and they were to go down and check the tips and see if they're true, the breed
character. Aye, to the characteristic.
What they're supposed to hate, you see?
Uh-huh.
So the land it back to the heat inspector, we found some things were white with hanging logs, I don't know what they are. And the man says, "Where's Erdy?" "Oh, a man called Gus." Nuns with them says, "By God's sake, don't cut the tags." He says, "They'll tap the market in the dead again." Because they're entirely different.
That's what they were wanting.
Yes, for what we kept as blue faces.
Aye. But that was the prototype,
that was it. And then some of them went down to Wales and they seen Beulah Speckleface.
Aye.
The Ebonians.
They would tell you the style, of course.
The colour and everything.
Aye.
And they seen name in the wee double. But you see, I seen name before that, but I wasn't brave enough. I took the... When we formed the Scotch Mule Association,
uh-huh.
I was... They had to take sheep down to Bills Wales to the Royal Welsh Show. They advertised to sell.
Aye.
So I pick at the best all around about the area again.
Aye.
Where I can't have a good sheep. And I landed down and again, more than a week show. Seen the place the East Bony heavy could breed mules and come with these.
Aye.
But I wasn't brave enough to day.
To try and,
because then you get a bit of brown hair.
Oh,
again, you just got.
You're out, to aye.
You're out. You're still out.
Aye.
But the Welshmen, they worked away that way, and the Haws men. You see, it's not so many years since the Haws men become members of the association, because they had the kind.
Aye.
And
There'd never be a lood in.
And one lood in.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But the association realised if they didn't get them in, they're losing all of this money.
Aye, uh-huh.
Kind of,
they'd get away in their own.
Yes. And the one they're getting the fees,
uh-huh,
and the memberships, and so that's how they got in.
Aye.
But a lot of that collar, I reckon, had come through the Bureau of Special Fees.
Uh-huh.
And some of the your me's friends from about Lanarkshire, they were braver.
Uh-huh.
And they maybe didn't buy you in direct, but they bought you off that kindly.
Aye. Aye.
It's the same as you talk to a black faced man, there's none of them ever used a sweet tip.
No.
No, but they would use you in,
but in the,
it come the same
the,
way.
The tud, aye. So when did he make, when did he get the chance of the blue-faced leaster to put on your
blackies? Well, I started, the first gin, well, Father East, he bought tips in Castle Douglas and bought beer. Uh-huh. Bob went down and bought tip lambs, Fable Grain, he bought tip lambs at Hexham,
uh-huh,
and he sold them in Shearlands. That's when we got into the period,
uh-huh,
the tips. And the first year on, female there, Francis Kirkpatrick was in the clay, and he was in Castle Douglas the other day, and he seen their three wee pure blue faced Leicester year lambs. I don't know if he was left to school then.
Uh-huh.
And he bought three of them. For one for Thursby. And, oh, this is a rare breed, and there's nobody ever got in. And he says, you can't be friendly. He says, do you want you? Oh, uh-huh, I'll tuck you in. £6, that's where it started.
Uh-huh.
This blue year lamb, that's where I started.
And that was the start?
That's where I started.
Aye, uh-huh.
And you just went going for the year.
Aye, uh-huh.
And you just and I mean the first shearling I sold would be 2 years after that. And I didn't realise just how much chucky to give through the winter to grow them out.
Of course, they weren't native to this area.
And I never been the tip trade. And I didn't, we can't, he was real and fed, but I didn't realise just how much
you'd learn quick.
You learn very quick.
Aye.
Because there was a very eminent border leaster man come by and he says, is that a lamb or a shearling? And I says, well, you'll never say that again.
Aye.
And he never said that again. And he never beat me again.
No.
Sell tips. I beat him every time after
that. Aye. A wee bit of encouragement would have
set me off.
Aye.
He just says, is he a lamb or a shearling?
Aye.
Better
say nocht is.
And you'll ken we're
done. I know.
But,
aye.
He was being bored as all his days.
Aye.
So that's when I got started. So,
aye. Uh-huh.
But that time, then, he did see out the young weather mixed stew and lambs.
Right, they weren't sold as a breeding sheep, initially.
They were just sell to you and water, and folk would buy them. But there wasn't that the stocks across you was needy as anyway.
No.
The gilly or black is come off. Aye. But the what is, kind of had them bony, I don't know how, but but you know, separate them, sell them you, But there was either 2 or 3 did it tea, I think.
Just about the same time.
Wally Shedden and Wally Conant means a con. And Eric McCrae of the Eards,
uh-huh,
a Mulcairy, and Wally Craig at Canarvey,
uh-huh,
they started doing that.
Uh-huh.
And we got, forget the fiver, it was about £6.
So right away it was.
Right away.
Uh-huh. And but these men that bought them, they obviously didn't ken how they would day it as a breeding ewe either,
no,
so it was a chance they had to
some of them maybe had them. They would draw the ewes out, keep them and kill the
and
water.
And try them, aye.
And kill the water, yes,
uh-huh.
Aye. Uh-huh. And then, you had Jimmy Cruikshank left. He died, Jimmy got into them.
Uh-huh.
And I think we were getting maybe £6 almost seven,
uh-huh,
for their ewe arms.
Aye.
And then, Adam Barber had a friend over from Ireland that was in the Hereford Balls or horse racing, and he took a notion to that. And I tapped the market at £9.
Uh-huh.
And then that was a Scottish record for years.
Aye. Uh-huh.
It was £9 for a penny of yarn.
Uh-huh.
And the main Adam Barber said, boy, you'll maybe never see the like of this again. I can see them yet. It was a hell of a money. It was nice.
And that was in Wallets.
That was Wallets.
Aye. What did you think of them initially when they were first born? Can you mind that?
No, I liked them right from the start.
Oh, you did?
I liked them right from the start.
And they're obviously...
Yes.
The first initial sale, can you mind how money that was? When was it for that type of sheep?
You'd only maybe yen pen.
Aye.
You penny your tops, and then maybe to the next pen, to the next sale. I was the first one that started clipping the heads of them.
Uh-huh.
There was nobody clipping them. Mine was all full of you. There's a black stock for money eyes. He said, boy, I've never seen cross your lungs with heads clipped to four. And I says, I never tried it. Indeed, a four. But there was kind of ginger in the tops. But if I could clip that off, and get the dark,
the hardened,
the hard colour,
and it would do, and that was it.
And that was it. I didn't like them.
And of course, your Leicesters, you went on a pace with them.
Not only
did he breed them, but you would go on.
I went to Hexham.
The circuit, what was it called at the tournament?
Yes, I went to Hexham. Yen on the Wednesday, and then we did Lazenby on the Thursday and Carroll on the Friday.
Because nowadays, how many Leicesters would there be in Hexham?
Oh, there was 500. They were limited to 500 in the market.
Oh, I see.
Oh, they'd far more as that. The men, they were limited to... But what they got fly, they entered more as what they had. But you see, the association were even flyer because they can't how many tags a man had applied. Some have got cute. They applied for maybe, they only had 10 tip lump, but they applied for 15 tags. So that let them get the 10 in, you see? That's the kind of, the kind of tricks they got up to. But they were limited to 500. At Hexham, Malaysian being called.
But
the sheer on sale a fortnight before that at Hexham, 500.
Did you bother much with it?
If I had an order, I would go down and buy it. I would buy 10 or a dozen tip lambs.
Various markets.
But mainly Hexham. I liked them better.
Was that better?
They suit me day better with me. They're always luckier. I used to like that again. I did go out to them.
There'd be a lot of prominent breeders doing that way in Hexham.
They were the men. Men or well men.
There'll not be so many of the men left
now.
No.
Oh, there's these. Well, the grandsons of the Yins I used to work with. Well, his father I worked with. He was Robin T. And I kept him well.
Sound man,
And the Yeats is from Bagra. And the Rains are still there.
That's right.
But they're not a patch on Joe.
No.
Joe was a master.
I mean, when he
top it the whole three seals.
Is that right?
He top it Hexham, Lazenby and Carley on the in here.
He was a man at that time.
He was a man. But the Ayrshire was good at the team. Again, there's a lot of them. They were a different breed then.
So did he stay down there as a group?
We stayed in the Crown Hotel.
In Hexham.
In Hexham, yes. That's where we met in with Bruce Walton and Trevor Simpson. After the seal was born.
Great crack.
And great crack and singing and dancing. And border men, again, John Cunningham and... Steen and Jimmy Cruikshanks and Douglas Hall and
intelligent men.
Yes, and we're all trying to do the same thing. We're all trying to breed sheep.
And you're all trying to buy them for as little as possible. You're generally competing against one another to get.
You bought a stock in tea. You bought the stock for your purebreds.
You'd be looking to try it, aye.
You bought lambs. You see, the first time I went... Are you still with you know this?
Go on.
I went with Wally Marshall. That was in Brent. Wally was good at the job. And he went down... He went gone for 20... What all is me? He went gone for quite a number of years. Wally... a lot of clan for the mains of Clanway, and Bob Beard, and I think they were all, but they got an awful fella to come down with a lorry, and they felt a lorry from my tips.
Aye.
And I've got to ken, Wally, I have 40 merit armies. You and Ocean are going to Hex. I was just starting. I'd maybe had a yin or two.
Aye.
Aye, well, I'm going. Right. We were hunting for Hex with tip lambs. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that day he bought 30 tip lambs.
Aye.
And he wouldn't have yin about £30. Mm-hmm. And he was buying the Prussians.
Right.
At 22 and £25.
Aye.
And tip lambs.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
That was before she took off again.
Aye, aye. Uh-huh.
And they were giving lambs.
And where did these keep lambs in the markets if you went to Twitter? Was the markets different consecutive days?
Aye.
Or, so you could buy it in market.
What you did, you bought your lambs and you left them standing on neck and you picked them up first thing in the morning and you took them to the next market.
Aye.
Put them into a bin near.
Oh, you were allowed to do
that? Oh, aye. Because there was no forms or
anything. Oh, no.
Not like that.
Aye.
And then, or maybe if you can't, somebody was coming up, you just got to yin, you get them to bring your tip along.
Aye.
But I would never hit maybe 10 or a dozen on a year.
Aye. But they would get fed at the, presumably, at the next market.
Oh, aye. Well, they were hanging water.
And
then you got to gather up.
Uh-huh.
And then, by the Friday night at Carlisle, he'd seen enough.
He'd just about
hardy again. But is that, again, it's a thing you look forward to every year.
I'll bet,
again,
aye.
Uh-huh. You met
folk. Great times.
Oh, aye, great times. Yet,
uh-huh.
I'd have met ladies.
Aye, that's right. Aye. And what was the best tip lamb you brought out of North England?
Oh, there's Ian for you. There's Ian, he was the firm called the Silver Birches.
I didn't ken that, you
know. No, he's just a wee Ian. Silver Birches. And he had a black hawk. Because you weren't supposed to touch the cane,
mm-hmm.
But I bought him. And I mean, well, I showed him for a year or two. And James Egger says, "Where are you and Tip ever gone? You bought with a hex and with a block." Oh, I said, "I sold him as a shield." I said, "I the same."
Aye.
I sorted him every year for the show. But he bred with lots.
Aye. Oh, he was
good. Lucky. But the thing about Robin Tate, the sons of the yins I bought, I seem to cross
generally be better as the feather.
As the feather.
Because your females was improving him again.
And I didn't keep off, it didn't he?
No.
With a line that didn't he do.
Aye.
You see, at Lamington, I kept a diary and I had all the tip lambs marked and what you
away.
And I had the bar number and as they were, the others going round and it was either a cross.
Uh-huh.
Or a tick. Again, each
year. Aye, so you knew what was day in it. Aye.
Yins was a day in the job again.
Aye. And did you always sell them shearlings and old lambs at Castle Douglas?
Oh,
did
aye.
You never went to anywhere else?
No. I bet Thornhill yins were a couple, but no.
Aye, when it was still.
They kind of wanted me to go into Kelso and go to Carl, but said, if you can't sell them your own market, you'll not sell them anywhere else.
No. Aye.
There was yins. I held the Bobby knew, but I held the blue face record for shearlings. I sold 15
to the average.
I sold 15 shearlings to average 750.
Aye.
And 100 yen have been 1,000 and 100 yen above 500.
Uh-huh.
And that's about 50 odd year ago.
Aye.
And that was in that pig ring.
Aye.
I was lost in the ring.
Aye.
And folk had waited.
It'd be dark.
Aye. And, uh-huh. And if they didn't get mine, they got nine.
They were finished.
They were finished.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it felt in the average.
Aye. And some of them, of course, would have had a bit of Dutch courage for across the road.
Oh, aye.
Before legendary days of men.
Yes. And what I'm going to do, and not yelled at each other. I haven't seen the cock at
night. Aye.
That was, and I held that record. It was a breed record. It wasn't just a Castle Douglas record.
Aye.
It was a breed record. But so, you were good tips, you came, you think, Mark.
Aye. Because in them days, Castle Douglas would be as good a bit as only to buy a Shetland.
Oh, aye, aye. It was a bit to buy.
Aye. There's that many prominent breeders
in. And a lot of the Kelsians are just too big and pushed.
Aye. Uh-huh.
They were just over the top.
Aye. Uh-huh.
Just when the cabbage isn't going as well to
aye.
A similar cane.
Aye. Uh-huh.
But Castle Douglas, see, we were getting a good trade.